Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Feral Audio.
What's up, everyone? This is Allie. Georgia's not here just for the next like 30 seconds. Here's the deal with this episode. It's awesome. Patrick Walsh is so great. He had a story he told us about his neighbor approaching him shirtless with a hammer and tried to kill him. It was so good. Here's the problem. The audio, it was bad. We had a mic cable. It gave us some real tech diffs, being a real B word. So we had to cut that whole story. So if it seems like George and I are really chatty and not letting him talk in the beginning, it's just because we had to cut all of Patrick out for some of it. Also, when he sounds a little bit tinny for the rest because we had to use the room mic. So new listeners, normally the audio is just on point, legit, crisp and clean. Patrick sounds a little bit tinny in this. So just bear with us because it's a really good episode. You're going to learn. You're going to love. You're going to fuck that. Enjoy. It's such a good episode. We'll have Patrick back on to tell this story because you guys, dude, his neighbor. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Hi,
you.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Welcome to a slumber party.
Welcome to slumber party with Allie and Georgia. You're here. We're here.
You got here.
You guys came.
You're here with us
now. Thank you for coming.
Welcome to slumber party.
Yay.
Georgia, what'd you learn?
You tell me.
Okay. Raw sewage.
Great.
You're a ship. Yeah. You're out in the ocean.
Sure.
You're dumping raw sewage.
As I do.
It's legal. How far from shore are you?
Clearly it's going to be way under what I think it's going to be, and I'm never going in the ocean again.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to have an anxiety attack. 25 feet?
Oh, God.
Okay.
That's the length of like four men.
I know. 8 miles.
This also doesn't count if you're just urinating directly into the surf.
Oh, then never mind.
Which is 0.
Okay.
Feet.
I'm going to say 20 miles.
You're right in between. It's 12 miles.
Oh, my God.
12 miles out into the ocean.
That's not very far.
I know.
Do they know about currents?
Ooh, I don't think currently anybody cares. I don't want to make waves, but it's a pretty shitty situation.
Oh, my God.
If you're a cruise ship, yeah, it's just like, how far are we out? 11.4 to start dumping it.
Fuck, man.
A lot of cruise ships will have like a treatment plant on board.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have like a desalination plant for drinking water, but there are plenty of ships that are just like, fucking open the hatch. We're out to the sea.
Shit, man.
Which
literally.
I know. I think about the whales, though. They're shitting out there all the time.
That's true, but their shit's a lot cleaner than ours.
I know, and they probably don't throw like gross,
eat
real
kelp,
gross
stuff. You guys. Kelp's good for you.
Kelp's great for you.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Cruise ships, though. Who likes
goes
a cruise?
On a cruise?
Goes on
you know
one.
Who goes on cruise? People's parents that you're dating. And then they take you with them and you're stuck on a, you know, you did that once.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, you're telling my narrative right now that this is the horrors of my life. I'm like, I've lived that. I got real fat, real fast.
Fuck, man.
I got so sunburned that we had to request from the, one of the cook people that they give us some plain yogurt to put all over my body. And then I was with my now ex-boyfriend's parents and his mom was convinced that there was anthrax aboard and that we shouldn't touch any handrails. Oh, so it was a really relaxing trip.
Sounds fun.
Sewage. So what'd you learn?
I learned that... Did you know that squirrels bark?
I kind of did.
I knew you would.
Big luck.
So there's a squirrel. I put bird food out in front of on my patio because my cats like to watch it. Mm-hmm. But they also have this like squirrel that comes by and the cats don't give a shit about it. But when when the squirrel's there and the birds are trying to come, it starts making this noise. It goes... Like, it's really angry when they're pissed off and they're like being territorial and they like flip their tails. I've made a video of it at the Elvis and Mimi
oh my God
YouTube page.
Never not make that face.
Yeah. It just, it goes crazy. It's hilarious.
I know.
That's our territorial thing. It's like bark and squeak and quack at you.
I mean, who wouldn't get away from that quickly?
Oh my God.
Get the fuck away from me is what it's
saying.
But
what I like is that with, when I'm there and the cats are there, he's like, all right, this is fine.
So wait, what triggered the birds?
We're trying to eat the birds' food. And the squirrel's like, this is mine, bitch.
Pissed.
It's so cute. And its tail like flicks a lot and it goes crazy. It's adorable.
You know what that's called?
What?
All caps. Squirrel. That the squirrel just shifted into all caps.
I think
mode.
There's like a, I think I made a video. It's called like Crazy Barking Squirrel on the Elvis and Mimi page. It's the squirrel fucking straight up barking at birds.
Oh
it's
my God. Can you imagine amazing. If rats did that?
That'd be adorable.
Can you, if a rat.
The squirrel's basically a rat.
I know, but they've got sweet ass hairstyles.
I know.
But if you saw a rat that was like trying to eat the same like donut on this gutter as a pigeon and then it started barking.
Absolutely not.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely not.
The horrors? Post-apocalyptic wildlife.
Absolutely not.
Should we ask our guest what he learned?
Hey, we have a guest.
Oh,
love this guy.
What a great dude. Right?
You.
This guy, Patrick Walsh. He's a writer.
He's a writer. He's got a podcast called We'll See You in Hell with Joe DeRosa. He's a good friend of ours. He's Allie's ex-neighbor.
He's my ex-neighbor. He lived in this building that
me
we're
not
in.
Joe.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
You.
I shouldn't have brought up Joe DeRosa in the beginning of your podcast
episode. I don't like being associated
episode.
With him.
I'm sorry.
I'm my own man.
I know you are. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I used to live next door, and I was just telling them when I walked in, I went to get my mail. I haven't lived here in a year and a half.
You graduated.
Yeah, I love this place, though.
In this building, it feels pretty safe.
It does, and it's a safe neighborhood, even though someone got shot at Mess Hall.
I know. Someone got shot in the gut in Mess Hall.
The valet guy.
Not okay. 7 p.m., you guys.
Crazy.
Yes. We just noted where I live.
There's a big, huge area.
Someone just got shot at Mess Hall, which is roughly 100 miles from your apartment.
Right. You know that restaurant where I'll go to 100 miles from here. Yeah. Hey,
we'll
quick
that.
Question. What'd you learn this week, Pat?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to ask you what you learned.
What I would say, something that I learned that has really been helping me almost immediately, and I have very, like, spirally OCD-type thinking, and this has helped me a lot, is to say, instead of I have to do something, say I get to. So replace all have to's with get to's.
Wow.
I love that.
And especially with everyone dying all the day, every day.
Every day.
Getting shot all day, every day.
Yeah.
So like, maybe let's say you have a dinner you don't want to go to or something. Say, oh, I have to go to this dinner with so-and-so. If you replace it with, I get to go to dinner with so-and-so,
aww.
Because you get to go and pay and afford a dinner
that's
and
great.
You have delicious food and see someone and talk to them and you're alive and all is well. It's been helping me quite a bit. I learned that. I've been putting it to use.
I love that so much.
That's a really good one. Where'd you learn it?
I think, oddly, it was a tweet by this guy who I think is a genius. And his name, he goes by Jomny Sum. J-O-M-N-Y space S-U-M, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I saw somebody retweet it, and I was just like, that helps me more than the therapist I've paid 20 grand to over the past 3 years.
That is really good.
It's
been helping
me so much.
You were raised Catholic as well, and so was I. And so there's a thing where it's like you're not doing a good job unless you're suffering. So even if you were like, ugh, I have to go to Disneyland tomorrow.
Right.
It's probably going to be like a long drive down there. Because if you're like, I'm pumped about going to Disneyland, it's like, you asshole.
Yeah,
like,
you belittle your actions a lot, I think, to like not upset other people.
Right.
Or not make them feel like you're bragging.
Right, but I feel like that's kind of a Catholic thing. It's like, if you're...
Yeah, for sure.
You're not doing... If you're in the black... happiness wise you're shitty, but if you're in the red happiness wise you're good.
Yeah. which one's good, which one's black?
Black is good. In the red means you're below where you should be. You know what I mean? Like Black Friday, you know why they call it Black Friday?
Why?
Because Black Friday is all the businesses that are in the red all year that haven't made their money, they make it up on Black Friday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, everyone
Let me
gets...
just change what I learned this week. I gotta update it.
Seriously. Right.
So Black Friday is you get in the black, that means you're no longer in the red.
I fucking love that.
But in terms of happiness, it doesn't, especially if you're Catholic, it feels dangerous to be in the black. But if you're in the red, you're like, no one can get mad at me because I'm miserable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you also really resent and hate anything that can be perceived as bragging from other people?
Mm-hmm.
Which in LA is everyone speaking
all of it.
At all times.
Yes.
You mean shaming other people's happiness? Yes.
I don't do that.
I don't feel like
you because something good happened to you.
No, no, no.
But when somebody is bragging to me or finding a way to drop into conversation
right.
what this cool new thing they're doing, I get very angry.
Do you find the people that you're really happy for, like, there are people that get things and you're like, yes, those are the people who don't fucking talk about it all the time.
And that's why you're happy for them.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for people when they get things because I realize that, like, they must have worked really hard to get there.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, I think the issue that I have with bragging is I'm not allowed to brag.
Right.
Because I'm not allowed to be happy. So it's not like, oh, you're bragging, you got something. It's like, oh, you're allowed to be confident? That's not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is weird, but I mean, honestly, I went to a psychiatrist once because I was like, oh, I'm depressed, I don't know, I hate myself. Uh-huh. And we started talking about religion, and I was like, I was raised by, like, Catholics, like, old school, hardcore Catholics. And she was like, honestly, that's probably a lot of your problems. She's like, I get a lot of Catholics in here, man. You guys just can't be happy.
That's the same thing my person says.
And she's like, you don't need meds. You just need to go to yoga and, like, stop.
But that's also why you guys are successful, is because you're never satisfied with a thing.
Yeah.
You're always just, like, working your ass off for something because...
I really think that is true. I get, like, I moved into my house, which my main life goal, really... was to someday own a house.
That's
which
incredible.
I thought would be like,
what a weird
life
goal.
That would be really cool.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and most don't, I don't think. But
I think that's a status, like, so, this is when I'm successful, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, it's just a Midwestern thing. Yeah. Like, I was born in a house, my parents were like 25, so you start to feel kind of like...
Yeah.
But I was like, I would like to own a house. And I moved in the house, shut the door day one, and I was like, well... You know, like, it's immediate. I don't ever really enjoy anything. Yeah. I always am like, well, what now? Yeah. What can I do now? But that does keep you successful. Otherwise, you just lie around.
Yeah, because if you don't have this, like, turbine of dissatisfaction in yourself, like, what's going to keep you running?
Yeah.
But then again, it's just like, but what's the point? Because you keep, then you make a goal and you're like, you don't care because you're like, on to the next.
Well, I think that Judaism and Catholicism is similar. And I'm talking to my therapist about this recently, who's like, if you list the top 10 important things for Jewish people for their lives, happiness doesn't even get on that list. It's not. It's like, don't do this, don't do that, be this, be, you know, it's happiness isn't a goal. It's
what are goals in Judaism?
Well, not goals,
but like, it's like, suffer to the point that people respect you. That's the only goal.
Well, be shameful, you know, think about how other people suffered so much for you to get to where you are.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, like, guilt. It's all these things that have nothing to do with, like, well, what do you want? I want to be happy. Happy isn't defined as a thing.
Do you think that there's an inbuilt survivor's guilt because you are a descendant of a survivor? Like, everyone that survived the Holocaust and had kids and had grandkids and whatever, like, do you think that survivor guilt is passed down generations?
Well, you know, not only that, but it's in our DNA. For all of us, it's in our DNA. Anytime a grandparent, great-grandparent suffered any kind of insane thing like that, it's built into our DNA. So that terror and that, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Are you talking about acquired genetics here?
Yes.
Like, it just, it tweaks.
Yeah.
There are two theories. It's interesting. I think it's called epigenetics.
Yes. And so it's not just how you're raised by your, like, you guys and your Catholic parents. It's how they were raised and how their parents were raised. And they were all beaten and shit. So
I need to look more into this, because there was the Lamarckian theory of acquired genetics, who said, like, I don't know how epigenetics factors into, like, Lamarckian, but Lamarckian was like, well, one giraffe stretched its neck, and then it had a baby with a longer neck, and then that stretches it. And then Darwin came along and was like, no, idiots. It kept getting, the ones with the longer necks survived because they could eat leaves, and then, but I don't know where epigenetics plays in, because apparently, like sets of twins have different DNA factors, like, if one's, like, survived something shitty, and I don't know how that works.
Well, one really cool thing, I'm sorry to dominate this, the thing that I fucking find fascinating is that people who are not just children, but great-grandchildren of people who have had periods of starvation in their lives from like 7 to 14, ooh, they live longer, their kids live longer, they're great. Like, so my grandma, who's 104, who was in Eastern Europe during World War I, who had a period of starvation.
Oh my God.
We're all gonna, she's 104. They live longer, which is why there's so many old Ashkenazi Jews.
I think growing up with not a lot of money definitely helps you as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, I always put my money in the bank. I gotta get a cool car or anything else. I always wanna be very practical.
You and Allie, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no.
Are you Irish as well?
Mostly Italian and some British. But no, not Irish.
Really?
This is fake hair, dude. I mean, it's my real hair, but it's not the real
color. Your eyes and everything, coloring and all that. I would have guessed Irish.
I don't know.
Are you Irish?
Yeah,
you guys look like you could be second cousins, I'd say.
Yes.
I have the same. We have the same beard. That's the Italian.
Yeah, being raised, I feel like there's a disconnect with me for people who were raised with even in comfortable middle class. I don't date those people. I'm not really friends with those people.
Right. I tend to not like them either. Yeah. And especially rich people. Like, if somebody was like, oh, I was born rich, there's almost nothing you can do that will make me laugh.
No, I don't not like you. I think it's an automatic, like, you will never understand the person I am.
Right.
And
you never had to worry about a thing.
Never.
Right.
When I lived in New York, I was an NBC page, and we were making $10 an hour, and that was capped at 40 hours a week. So wow. $400 to live in New York City. Yeah. And we would go to these parties at people's apartments, and this girl I remember had two balconies, and her apartment was
in
like
New York City
midtown, like a beautiful view and everything. And amazing. I was just like, boy, this girl's really making that 400 work. And I was like, did you have like a rent controlled apartment or what? And she just kept looking at me like I was an idiot. My friend pulled me aside and was like, she, your parents are rich. Yeah. Obviously.
It didn't even cross your mind.
At that time I was 23 and I just moved there from Missouri. It did not cross my mind that somebody would have rich parents.
No,
that would pay for anything. My parents have never sent me a dollar.
My parents would love to pay for all my shit, but right now they live shittier lives than I do, you know? My parents have fucking degrees and they're smart people.
But your parents are Republicans and they're broke.
They
What's
weren't
happening?
Before. I don't know. Are your parents Republicans?
No.
Really?
No.
I think the baby boomers just lost something along the way.
But I mean, the idea that like...
Your parents aren't destitute or something. They just don't...
Yeah.
You know.
But I can't imagine not having to worry about taking care of your parents.
They don't have a superfluous income, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Just when they come dollars. Out, you know, I pay for meals and shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel nice, though? Doesn't it feel nice?
It's kind of a new thing.
Yeah. You're like, let me get this.
This trip out that my dad made, that was the first time he never reached for his credit card, and I was kind of like, at least reach.
He's done. He's like, dude.
Please
what about?
Reach.
Well, I was going to ask, you've had a serious girlfriend for years, though. A couple years.
About 3 years, yeah.
So, yeah, I was going to ask, like, before that, when you were making like good like TV writer money, would you pay off for dates?
I think I pretty much paid for every day.
Really?
Still to this day, she'll be like, she'll insist on paying once in a while.
But she's in school too. I'm just saying, but in general, with girls. Yeah. Like,
oh, with girls? I paid for every day.
That's weird. I don't think I'm going on the right dates.
We don't do that. I get really uncomfortable with a dude paying for things. I just, it goes along with the rich thing.
When I was dating, if a girl insisted on paying, I would go, okay, well, she doesn't like me.
Really?
And she doesn't want to feel bad that I'm paying for an experience she doesn't want to be on.
Yeah, she doesn't want to owe you an NHJ for happy hour.
I think I would start, but the thing, I think I would let a guy pay if I were dating him and then he became a TV writer.
Yeah.
But I don't start dating TV writers.
Ellie, I can't imagine that you go on dates, like you go to dinner and you're splitting the bill on a first date.
So often. It happens so often.
What if the girl has money?
Do they bring it up, or do you just bring the card out and they accept it?
I bring the card out, and then they're like, oh.
Okay.
Like, and doesn't matter. I went halfsies on a $30 happy hour bill with a guy who asked me out.
That can't happen. Like, that doesn't seem, and I've been saying it's fair.
Right.
But it just kind of can't happen.
It's inappropriate.
And I would think that if I was a guy and the girl paid, my concern would be that she'd immediately go tell her friends, like you're doing right now.
Right.
your 20,000 friends who listen to this podcast.
I think I must be forceful about it. I must be like, no.
You are. I've seen you, though, before. You're a little, like, it.
I think
you're scared of looking cheap.
I don't want to look cheap, and I also don't want to owe the person another date.
Yeah.
Out of just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If a girl ever insisted on paying, I would go, she doesn't want to go out
again. She doesn't want to go out again.
And maybe I was wrong, but.
Wait, but really quick, back to Ghost. When you lived in this apartment.
Yeah.
You never saw a ghost. Because your apartment is the most haunted apartment in this building.
This is the one that Allie has talked about if you listen to this podcast before, where her friend used to live next door, a different friend, and shit used to happen all the time. And Pat lived
in
that.
Do we know the person who lives there now?
No, that a couple different people have lived there since you moved out.
Ghosts.
They couldn't handle it.
They're all of them just go straight through the door as an apparition.
Yeah.
They're all here in the room right now.
Yeah.
No, but before I lived here, I knew this guy named Dave who lived in your unit. And he said, I love that apartment. Oh, I love that whole building. It's great. It's super haunted.
Yeah.
He was the one who, he had candles on the edge of the bathtub. And he and his wife, who's an oncologist, she's a scientist.
Yeah.
She's not froofy, heard bam, 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 bam.
Uh-huh.
And went into the bathroom and
three candle holders were all smashed in the bathtub, but the candles, the tea lights, were neatly stacked three on one on top of each other, all three.
I don't remember this part.
And, yes, they told me this. And the glass was shattered out of a framed picture on the wall.
I just can't believe that.
And, yeah, he had an auto harp, save your jokes for the end, that would play itself. It was an auto harp.
Also, he lived next to one of the busiest streets in this little neighborhood.
But they don't stack cans.
I don't think that happened. I don't think that part is true.
They had me on speakerphone, and Julie,
I think that part has come down.
And I was like, and she was like, no, I was, it was crazy. She
maybe
said it was
the ghost
crazy.
Just loved me. I was here for a very long time, or 2 years.
Maybe you just didn't care so much. I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And it went downstairs.
But also, this guy also had a ghost in his new house. Her name was Beverly.
So they're following him around.
Yeah, right. But she.
Beverly with an L-E-Y, Jane that's, style?
That's a great question.
Maybe it's one of his victims.
She's Deed. We know that because she's a ghost. But
ghost.
My friend was at her house, was over at their house, was making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich,
okay.
And turned around and turned back, and the jar of peanut butter was on top of the sandwich. And she's like, Dave, why did you do this? And he's like, I didn't do that.
Yes, people just do stupid shit, and their brains are so fucked up.
Could he have just been messing with his wife or something?
No, everyone swore they didn't stack the peanut butter on top of the sandwich.
Yeah, but people do accidental things because brains are really
brains
weird.
Have you ever found your phone in the refrigerator? That wasn't a ghost. No. That was just your dumb
brain. It was just you being stupid. Yeah, if you were on Unsolved Mysteries, then that's when the harp music would have played by itself.
I don't necessarily believe in ghosts. I never had any experience here like that at all.
Do you remember that time when I went up to the roof and gave you a LaCroix?
Yes.
She was a ghost. The whole time she was a ghost.
I was a ghost.
Now, there was a skeleton with an old lady wig that would rock back and forth in a rocking chair.
Was she paying rent? Did you Airbnb it?
Yeah, I made her pet. I never had anything.
All right, let's ask a slumber party question.
Okay, I forgot what that.
Since you don't have any ghosts,
what we're doing.
Oh yeah, we're doing slumber party.
Let's see. Okay, secret. No one's around.
I knew this was the question.
Of course it is. You're by yourself in your beautiful apartment.
No, beautiful house.
Excuse me. And you want a midnight snack. Well, you're about to watch a fucking horror movie, and you're like, let's get cozy and watch, and eat this, like, weird...
Cozy with myself.
...snack. Yeah.
Okay. What would it be?
What is it?
Well, I don't keep food in the house.
Oh, what the fuck? You're one of those just-deliver guys, huh?
I don't really do that either.
What about Heather?
She sometimes has food in the house.
Okay.
But I intentionally say, like, that's your food.
Oh.
I just don't like having food in the house.
All right.
What?
Catholic.
Again, probably Catholic.
Like, any... What, you don't like snacking, or what's your problem?
Like, especially, like, if I go out and have drinks or whatever, then I come home and I'm just like, well, I'll just eat all this food in my house.
Right.
Yeah. That's the point of food in your house.
So...
Okay, so what's the thing you're avoiding?
What would it be? I think it would be, like... I tend to make, like, eggs. I tend to make something that is not going to be terrible for me.
Okay, yeah, okay, but guilt. Okay. You're on your way home from drinks, and you can eat, get anything you want.
I get Zanku.
Oh. What specifically?
I would get the...
I don't order right there.
I just found out that Zanku is open till midnight, the one right by here. I mean, 100 miles from here.
Yeah, yeah.
I would get, like, a plate, you know, like one of those, like, chicken farma, whatever. Chicken. Some garlic sauce.
Yeah, hell yeah, that garlic sauce.
That garlic sauce.
Maybe.
You sleeping alone?
So good.
What's that?
You sleeping alone that night?
I thought that was part of the fantasy.
Sure, yeah. You stink as much as you want.
Yeah. Little peppers.
Those peppers are great.
That would be great.
Love it. You know, I bite the heads off those peppers and then pour the juice that is inside of those peppers all
over
the food.
George, I do the same thing.
So good.
I'm barfing.
You're not alone.
What?
I'm barfing. Are they the pepperoncinis?
Yeah, like
the
banana peppers? Like them, but they're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got an aversion to those, but I respect you.
What would you guys eat unless you answer this every week?
We do, but it always changes.
Okay.
Oh my God, what's the last thing that I
you know what I love?
What?
Oh, I eat them alone with my hands.
Tell me.
I get these pancakes, these tropical pancakes, at this place super far from here, called Green Leaves. And they're vegan.
Are they good?
It's weird.
They're vegan pancakes.
Everything tastes the same to me.
I love that place. It's a vegan Thai place that has really weird shit on the menu.
Really weird shit. And they have these tropical pancakes with bananas and blueberries, which are not grown in the tropics.
No.
And then it comes with like fake butter, and I just soak it in there, and then I eat them with my hands, and I watch TV.
Gross.
I did it yesterday.
I'm down with that.
I did it yesterday.
I like their, it's weird that we go to the same place 100 miles away, but they have like some like Cajun plate dish there.
I know this.
That's pretty fucking good. Mm-hmm. It's like on a special side of the menu.
I love that they'll give, like, they'll put real pumpkin in anything you want.
Yeah.
Sure.
I get their yellow curry.
I had a pumpkin Coke just last week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not bad.
Stop it.
So that's my order. That's my order out.
I'm trying to think what mine. Oh, your order out. Mine is, lately I've been really into Uber Eats.
What's that?
It's Uber, and like during lunchtime.
They take you to a place?
No, lunchtime. And some evenings, they'll have, like, a menu of, like, four things from four different restaurants. So, like, you can get a steak plate from here. They have, lately, they've had Cantor's Deli. They've had a pastrami sandwich. They're, like, just fucking bring you over for, like, $10.
How long does it take before they're at your door?
It depends on, you know, how far they are. 20 minutes is the most it's taken.
$10 is the delivery charge?
No, $10 is everything. Like, it's, like, you can have this.
But the sandwich is probably more than $10.
I know. They have a special. It's fucking great, dude. Just go on your Uber, and at the very top, there's like a little car symbol, and then next to it, there's a little plate and fork and knife symbol.
Okay.
Hidden.
So I was in an Uber last night. This guy must have just smoked a gallon of weed before picking me up. The car reeked. He reeked. His eyes were completely closed.
What the fuck?
Driving me around town.
Scary.
And I'm talking to my friends, and when one of them mentioned the word weed, this guy goes,
like, oh my god.
Like, oh, somebody else smokes weed?
Yeah.
But I'm like, but you know, you're driving us around.
Yeah.
I just pictured it just being a fraggle with green hair. Just like.
You're not far off.
The reason you get a car is so you don't have to drive inebriated. So if your guy's going to pick you up inebriated.
Yeah, bummer.
I respect it. Look, actually, if I was unemployed, I would be a high Uber driver for sure.
You know, he's like, I drive better when I'm high.
Yeah, for sure.
I fucking hate those people.
I just focus more.
Like, that's everyone's ex-boyfriend.
I see everything.
Everyone has an ex-boyfriend that has probably said that or has like a bong on his coffee table right now. He has a coffee table.
Yeah, for worst. Sure.
Hide your smoke shit.
What's your other favorite slumber party question?
What's yours?
Well, we were just talking.
Are
you reading anything right now that you like?
Yes, I'm reading what is considered like the best book of the decade.
Oh my God.
That everyone is talking about, called City on Fire.
Ooh, what? Who makes this book?
It's a giant, like 1,000-page book. And the guy's like 30.
Oh.
He's the toast of the town.
Fuck him.
What's it about? Is it a fiction?
Non-fiction? It's about New York fiction. New York in the 70s.
Ooh.
Make sure I have the correct title.
I wrote that down.
It's one of those, like, just could be any three words, really. City on Fire is such a generic, bad title.
Are you there? God, it's vodka, it's me, Chelsea.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I'm going to check.
You got the title.
Okay, I'm reading a book that I want to plug that is so good. I read a ton of fiction. I fucking love it. And I'm always like, I'm so glad this book exists. I love this book. But never am I like, I wish I had written this book.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a book that I'm like, fuck, I wish I had written this, called Cruddy by Linda Barry. Our friend Kat Solon is the one who told me to read this.
Okay.
She wants to turn it into a movie, which I'm like, fucking do it, girl. It is about a teen. It's like a mystery about murder, but also this teenager who lives in the shitty town. It's so fucking good.
I've heard of this book.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's not on, you can't get it on audiobook or anything. It's like a book.
Is it also Linda Barry is a graphic novel?
I know.
It's
called a graphic novel, which I think would deter a lot of people, including myself, but all it has is the beginning of each chapter, there's like a sketch of what.
Novel.
Yeah, it's not a graphic novel. So
are there graphic scenes in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so get it. It's good. Okay, what's the book? Is it called
City on Fire? It is called City on Fire.
It is?
And it's huge, but it's really good. It's like one of those that's telling a bunch of stories, short chapters, so like, you gotta wait three chapters to get the next part of the story you started. It's good. It keeps
How many pages into it are you?
About 100.
Ooh.
But it looks like I haven't even made a dent in it. Mm. I got my little penguin bookmark. Looks like I'm just setting it in the front of the book.
Do you guys think that there's a difference between people who bookmark and people who dog ear pages?
I think animals dog ear.
Right. I have too much respect.
I'm an animal.
Whoa.
Because I love a well-worn book.
All right.
I love a creased, well-worn, well-read book.
All right.
And I always lose my place when I have a
bookmark.
Yeah. And is there something like, I love flipping to the page that's dog-eared. You guys think I'm a fucking animal.
No, I never do it. But, I mean, look at us. We can't enjoy life.
Yeah.
So we can't make an imprint.
I would be like, I'm
imprint.
Damaging this book.
But
I
for who?
I feel bad for the book. I feel like the book would be like, fuck you.
Yeah. I feel like the book is like, thank you for giving me a personality and giving me like, it's my, like, you know, and then I'm going to go back and read it one day. I don't get rid of books. I'm going to go back and read it.
What if a book comes to you and bended your ear back to remember who you were?
Great.
It's like, which one is this? Who? What? Once a friend lent me a book and there was a dog-eared page and it was a Tim Ferriss book who's like, here's how you do life.
and the dog-eared page was like right at the like, how to stimulate a clitoris.
You're like, no.
And I was like, I feel funky. I was like, you should have bookmarked that.
Oh, though, you know, you're supposed to fold it in half, and that's how you stimulate a
clit. You just fold that shit right in half.
Yeah.
Work it out, dudes. Figure it out.
Even tell people my favorite book, really. My genuine favorite book is What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, that's so... I didn't even know it was a book!
But I read it when I was in, like, high school, and I was obsessed with it. And I heard they were making a movie, and I was like, what? Because it does not seem like a book that would make it to a movie. And then I loved the movie.
Yeah.
But now, if I were to say to somebody, they'd be like, oh, so you...
Yeah. So you're kind of
like the movie.
Oh, like Leonardo DiCaprio and Johnny Depp.
Right. That's so I just want? Come up with something else. I never say.
What do you say?
But it is my favorite book. I say a lot of things. I love Misery. That's another thing.
Oh, Misery! I read.
How
so good.
How pissed are you when you go to a bookstore and they put the movie poster as a cover of a book? They ruined the experience for the next person.
God, get Rachel McAdams off my fucking cover, book, bitch.
Unless she wrote it, in which case she gets a tiny picture on the back.
Yes.
Get the fuck off the front, girl.
I hate it.
Rachel McAdams didn't write a book.
No.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I like her.
I just put her in her place, which is off of the book cover.
Yeah, I agree.
A movie poster, fine.
Yeah. I agree.
I think it's unfair to everyone. But you know what? I bet they sell a bunch of books to, guess what? Morons.
You know what watched? Did you guys watch 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
No,
and I read it.
I want to so bad.
I got it from my girlfriend for Christmas, which I think was like a little...
That's adorable.
Why don't you open up that repertoire a little bit in the old BR.
Let's get fun.
And I...
Bathroom?
In the bathroom, I was getting a little... I always did it the same way, you know?
You have to relax your repertoire and really open it up.
Yeah. She was wiping first.
Got you a squatty potty, too.
Yeah, exactly.
For the bedroom.
I don't... Honestly, I've heard that so many times in the past few months, the phrase squatty potty,
people
and I refuse
that.
To even ask
people
what it
love
is.
It.
You know what it
people
is?
Love
it's
it.
In Joe DeRosa's fucking house. Remember that thing you go when
that's
you go
exactly
to the bathroom?
That's exactly the kind of thing he would get.
I know.
There's, like, not a person with a squatty potty that doesn't love it. A squatty potty, for those who do not know...
Should we tell everyone?
It makes
it's
you...
It's so weird.
There's a video about the squatty potty that I have to say is some pretty genius marketing, though.
It basically just makes your anus open. Like, that's what it is.
So
it's
when you go
into someone's bathroom...
It's a footstool you put your feet on.
Yeah.
And that elevates your feet, and in so doing, it unkinks your lower intestine, your rectum and colon.
Right.
And then your butt opens up.
It's insane that people are, like, okay with...
Just open your own butt.
Yeah. Well, you're in the wrong position. Like, when was the last time you saw a dog sit on a toilet? The dog's squatting proper. I'm not... True. I don't have a squatty potty. I'm just saying... But when I see one, I just think about the person's butthole.
I'd just be so ashamed when people came to my house.
I know.
Yes. It's almost like you put magazines and books out. I don't really do that.
Dildo on the sink.
I know.
Yeah. Very embarrassing.
I get it. 100%. I've never used one, but if you guys have a squatty potty, you want to email us, Allie and Georgia.
Everyone loves it. We already know.
People love it. I've never tried
one. I'm
going
to be honest. I bought one on Amazon.
Georgia!
How much
came, I opened the box, and I closed it back up and returned it. And I was like, there's no fucking way I can put this out in my life.
How much are they?
Like $30.
But what if it were a game changer?
I'll have them by the end of the
week. I don't care.
Couldn't you put it in? But would it be embarrassing if, like, you went to the closet, like, Vince was, like, just kicking it on the couch, eating some Zanko, and you went to the closet to go get the squatty potty, brought it into the bathroom?
I don't care if Vince sees it.
Okay.
Vince will use it.
But what if before people came over, you just threw it in the attic or something?
I know. There's no attic.
I know.
Do the people that use it, like, oh, it'll change your life? I haven't even heard anyone say anything good about it.
It just makes you shit more. Or better.
Better.
Know.
But the viral videos.
What does better mean?
More completely?
Okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
Honestly, haven't used one, but I mean, I think if you don't want one in your house, you just go into the bathtub and squat, and then.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Is that gross? That if you have kids, like part of what you have to deal with is like floaters in the bathtub. Everyone I know that has kids is like, oh yeah, you're just like it's like you get like a fishnet out and you just. I know.
How do we get on this from 50 Shades of Grey?
I don't know. It was sexy.
You read 50 Shades of Grey?
I paged through part of it because I wrote an article based on it, and I was irate. I was like,
stalker.
What is this?
He's a stalker.
Yeah, I mean, I think
least feminist
I was given it as a
ever.
Joke, and I read it. She was like, they gave this as a joke because I read it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
I was done with it. But then the whole middle section is this big like contract.
Yeah.
Where he's like, here's what you have to agree to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, are you cool with fisting?
Yeah.
Are you cool with butt fisting?
Yeah.
Are you cool with fisting with a bowling pin?
That's in
are you cool
the movie.
With fisting with a bowling ball.
Really?
But it's way more graphic in the book.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on and on. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, boy, the last half of this book's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And she agrees to do all this stuff. and they don't do it.
Yeah.
That's just not good writing.
It was a trust exercise? You can't, that's Chekhov's bowling pin.
No, like, it's to know, like, what I can do to you, but then,
and
he
then
doesn't
she goes
do it.
In the movie, she goes in and she's like, well, here's what we can, like, she starts, like, takes control, and, like, no fit, like somehow she's fucking in control of this whole thing and yeah. not just like, and also she's a virgin, so like, come on, maybe you like fisting.
As far as they go in the movie is like some light spanking.
Yeah, it's some light spanking.
And the book's not too intense either, right?
Question, isn't he wearing like weird, terrible baggy jeans and no shirt through most of the sex scenes? What's the strategy there?
It's just stupid.
You guys.
You didn't see it either?
No, I just heard that they're
pretty hilarious.
Jeans.
It's a good, you should watch it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, that's something that's funny to watch with either a bunch of girlfriends or your significant other.
Yeah.
Watching that alone eating pancakes with your hands, that's just sad.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do one more question and then fuck that, or should we?
Let's get to fuck that.
Okay.
I have a feeling that our fuck that's will be robust.
I think so too. All right, so fuck that. We always end that show with one thing we love so much we want to fuck, and one thing we hate so much we're like, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with one thing we hate.
Ellie,
so much.
What do you hate?
This is the dumbest hate. This is the dumbest, most insidious hate ever.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with anyone else, and it's a selfish hate, but I hate my bathroom faucet to the point where
it's leaking.
It has been leaking for 4 months. 4 months. There's calcium buildup on the inside of my faucet, of the inside of my sink that I have to scrub off.
Wait,
there's
like,
deposits.
You mean like a white.
Right.
I had that the entire time I lived.
Why don't you tell your landlord?
I've told him, and the faucet is so special and antique.
Oh, yeah.
It's been on back order for 4 months.
Jesus.
We're in a drought, and I have to use one muscular gorilla paw to try and close the faucet to the best of my ability.
I just tried to open it, and you have
it just
gnarly gorilla paws because I could not open it.
It's impossible.
The landlord is listening to this podcast, like eyes welling up with tears.
Fix it, dude.
Fix it.
He can probably hear you through the wall.
I know. His office is next door.
I know.
But it's one of those things where every time I go in the bathroom, like, this thing is still dripping at a rate that is too much for the drought.
It's a lot.
It's like boop, 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 boop. And it's just like...
You might be responsible for the drought.
I know. And I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those stupid things where if it were just me and my to-do list, I would have taken care of it by this point, and I have no control over it. And it's one of those nagging, stupid things that you're like, what's next? I don't pay any of my bills and I start killing people?
Uh-huh.
It's a broken window syndrome. Anyway, what do you hate, Georgia?
Don't let it get to that point.
I hate when people, especially girls, but I don't want to be sexist.
Okay.
When, like, you know, your exclamation is like, oh shit. That's how people talk. Like, oh no, oh fuck.
Right.
When girls go, fuck me. Like, that's their their, like,
wow.
I fucking, it's so clearly suggestive. Like, you know the impact you're having. Well, fuck me. Like, don't say that.
In what situation would this be said? Like, I got a parking ticket. Fuck me.
And I'm like, fuck me. Like, I don't even want to get a parking ticket. Yeah.
Do you think, and hopefully I'm not being sexist here either, do you think that is being said almost as like a, hey, check out how fun and sexual I am?
Also, so now think of fucking me. It's also like a...
you do, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I think it's a little gross. I think it's annoying and clearly a way to get attention.
I agree.
And
it's like, look at how many boundaries I'm pushing with my exclamations.
Right.
How do you feel about Heather's fuck me gently with a chainsaw?
I was just going to say that.
Which is like the escalation of fuck me.
I don't like it either.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
That's 25 years ago. And now we've regressed.
Ugh, that hurts just thinking about it. I just don't like... I don't like the suggestion of performing an act on you that you're making other people think about. It's just... It's weird and it makes me really uncomfortable when people do it. And I like kind of step back.
Do you feel the same about a guy who's like... So, you know, she cuts me off, and I'm like, hey, suck my dick.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, but I was going to say, like, someone got the wrong smoothie order.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Blow me? What is this?
Yeah, because it sort of makes you feel like you're not supposed to be saying, suck my dick.
It's also not a negative, like, fuck me isn't a negative thing either.
One would be so lucky to have intercourse with you.
Like, holy shit is fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My least favorite of that, which... If you were to do a word search in Fifty Shades of Grey, it would come up 1 billion times. It's, holy crap.
Yeah.
Fifty Shades of Gay. Mm-hmm. Has anyone done that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh. Absolutely. Without question.
Yeah. There goes my pitch tomorrow.
Well, Fifty Shades of Black is coming out, the Marlon Wayans spoof of Fifty Shades of Grey.
I'm excited about that.
I'm sure you are. Speaking of holy crap, folks, just a reminder that today's show is sponsored by Squatty Potty.
Honestly, though.
If you want your crap to be holy, check out Squatty Potty.
Honestly.
Available on Amazon.
What do you
hate? It's a really good viral marketing video.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm just saying.
The other thing that is said a million times in Fifty Shades of Grey is she talks about how handsome he is. So, like, you're on page 700 of the book, and she's like, he walked in the room. He looked so handsome. You're like, we understand that he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
You've been banging him for...
Yeah. 300 pages.
Hours now. We know.
Holy crap.
His skin was... So, we get it. The writing is terrible in the book. And yet I read it all.
Absolutely the worst quick. Writing I've ever, ever read in my life. But if someone says holy shit, I think, zut alors, gadzooks. Or something like that. But if someone says, holy crap, I think of a toilet full of diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh. I don't know why. Crap sounds so liquid.
I've never thought about that.
But holy crap sounds so... It sounds like a digestive issue.
Yeah. I say holy diarrhea.
People love it. I think about fucking you immediately.
Yeah.
Great dysentery.
I say suck my holy diarrhea.
Oh, I think... Okay, what do you hate, Pat?
What do you hate?
I mean, I had two just today, and they're both pretty simple. One is I went to this cool new restaurant, and, like, there's no people in the restaurant. And they'll go, how many? And you go, two, and they'll go, let me see.
No reservations?
And start looking around, and they'll be like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And walk around the restaurant, and they come back, and then you sit down at a table.
Yeah.
It's okay that there aren't people there this second. I know your restaurant is cool. I know we all are going to love the food. Don't do this whole charade.
It's also making like you've inconvenienced them by asking.
And do you have a reservation? Yeah. My other favorite is when there's literally no one in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Do you have a reservation? Why are you even asking me? I would tell you if I did.
I love when they ask that and then you're like, oh, can I sit at the bar? I'm like, yeah, the bar's open. There's just open seats there. You're like, why did you get upset about reservations?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather sit at the bar than fucking deal with you.
Exactly.
Do you want to shout this restaurant out and put them on blast or not?
Or
are you going to reserve that? Let them know. They know what
she's going to make a reservation on that.
It's called something in Vinny's.
Oh, John and Vinny's.
Yeah.
John and Vinny's.
It was all right.
Yeah. I went there once. I waited for an hour outside.
Fuck that.
Really.
And I was like, I'm just going to nap on a piece of cardboard because this is going to take forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever.
Well, was it worth it?
No, I don't
It never is.
I don't like Italian
food. All right, let's end on...
It was a birthday, though.
On one thing we love.
A thing that you love so much. So fuck that. The hating is fuck that and you want it to fuck off. But fuck that is something you love so much you would lay it down and slow bone.
Let's end on Pat's. Let's end on our guests.
You would fuck me.
Because
you
love
it.
Yeah, wait. I'll end on yours. Georgia.
Oh, end on me.
What's a thing that you love?
Okay, I love this thing. I've been doing it for about 2 months now. Once a week. I'm obsessed with it. It's my fucking... It's changed my life.
Cocaine.
No, I've been doing that for years.
Got it.
Booger sugar.
Oh, no. Blue Apron meal delivery, weekly meal delivery. Pat, I have a free one I'll give you.
Everybody raves about it.
It's the fucking best thing.
You don't have to harbor food.
Yeah.
You can just get it, cook it, and it's over.
I cook more. I haven't been cooking. I cook more. The food is fucking great.
Are you doing anything or just putting the ingredients they give you in a pot and putting in the microwave?
You're doing a lot. You're doing a lot of prep. It takes about half hour to at least 45 minutes to make. Like, you're cooking the food and you're following the instructions.
Okay.
But the food is so fucking good. You're learning new techniques. You're eating food you wouldn't have tried before and loving it. It's fucking great. I'm obsessed with it. And it's cheap, too. Like, I spend so much money going out to eat, and this is $60 a week for three meals. Like, three nice meals.
And the split, so it's $10 a person for a really good meal.
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff have you made?
Oh, my God. There's, like, we just made, like, roasted chicken with, like, potato pancakes. And I just made, like, a pizza that had, like, yams and caramelized onion with the bechamel sauce. And, like, there's, like, shrimp banh mi that we're making this week. And you get to pick your meals. And every week it's something new and exciting. And you
fancy.
Can, like, pick it and plan your... It's fucking great.
How many dollars did they pay you to talk about this?
None!
None dollars!
Make them pay me!
Okay. $9.
$9. I'm paying my own fucking hard, easy-earned money. Allie, what do you like?
Love.
What do you like? Love.
I can't stop listening to this one song, and I'm embarrassed about it. But I'm so
bling. Is it called something bling?
No, it's not Hotline Bling by Drake. It's the new Selena Gomez song called "Same Old Love," and it's just so catchy.
How's it
now?
I liked her song "Love You Like a Love Song."
That's so stupid.
Was that her?
That's so stupid. That doesn't mean anything.
Do you want to hear the beginning of it? It's got this snappy music to
it.
Can
you afford it?
Can
I pay on a podcast?
No, I think you can play music, right? This is the beginning of it, and it's got these snaps.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a good running song.
It's a good one.
And she's just...
Sail away, sail away.
Totally.
And you ruined it.
So your favorite song is Sail Away.
But yeah, it's Sail Away.
Enya.
Okay.
I actually do love some Enya, but I sometimes will run to it.
You don't sit around the house listening to Enya.
This Enya factors in one of my favorite childhood memories where there was a lightning storm, like no other lightning storm, and me and my sister, who were in high school at the time, and like we're, you know, when your sisters are like best buds when you're younger than in high school, you're kind of like, you fight over the bathroom, but you still love each other. And me and my sister sat and just listened to Enya and watched a lightning storm for like 2 hours. And it's just all dark in the living room. And then boom, boom, boom. That was one of my favorite memories.
I love it all.
Well, I will definitely listen to that song.
I'm enjoying it. I know she's Bieber's ex, and it's all just
I mean, that's all made up.
But I just think it's catchy. It's got these snaps I like. What do you love?
I like it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I love the FX drama comedy Fargo.
Oh, Georgia loves it. I've seen you guys tweeting about this.
Best show on TV.
Fuck. How many
And you know
seasons?
What? We are in a time where everyone's talking about that hundreds of shows. People aren't really talking about Fargo. They're not really giving it a
You know why? Because the first season isn't as good as the second season. So
you know
people
what?
Didn't tune back in.
I love the first season.
Okay.
Especially by the end.
It.
I thought it was
Yeah, amazing. I didn't finish it.
How many seasons are there and how will you catch up if you didn't get it on the first try?
I have the Blu-ray if you want it. But
that's weird. You have every Blu-ray ever.
Nobody has Blu-ray.
You have an insane Blu-ray collection. I just spilled tea on myself.
Fargo, the second season is all on demand or whatever.
And also they're not really, they're related, but so lightly that you can just watch the second season.
Yeah, you can just watch
it. Oh, you don't need to watch season two?
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
The second season takes place, you know, 20 years before the first season.
Yeah.
So you don't really need to know. The second season, though.
There's a few, like, things where you're like, oh, but it doesn't matter.
Kirsten Dunst needs to win whatever the fuck.
She was awesome.
She's
and I'll tell you what.
Incredible.
I'm going to give you a sub love.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
Oh, Ted Danson was Ted Danson. He's just incredible.
Brought tears to my eyes.
Ted Danson is the best Ted Danson.
His little speech at the end.
Yeah.
Brought tears to my eyes. When you find out what's going on in his little room.
Yeah.
No, I'm not spoiling.
It was beautiful.
Is Mary Sheen
What now what are you doing?
Well, you've seen season one, so you'll know.
Look who you're talking to. The show ended on Monday.
Okay, wait, what? You've seen it? Oh god, I'm fucking everything up right now.
Well, actually, stop. You didn't stop right now. I was saying stop right now because you have said both. So you're in the clear.
I know.
You haven't spoiled anything.
I know. Listen, aliens.
There's a lot going on. It's amazing.
It's great.
Allie has not seen it. Georgia just ruined it.
Mary Steenburgen dies?
Ruin it.
Yes, Mary Cheeseburger dies.
I didn't remember.
And the first
it.
Season is great. I don't know why you wouldn't finish it. It's a little difficult at moments, but it gets
I need
it comes
to finish
together.
It. If only because Colin Hanks is just such a fucking dreamboat.
He is a dreamboat.
I love
Follow
him.
Why is Twitter. He such a beautiful man?
Because Hanks.
Hi, can you DM him? Say hi.
Because sure. Hanks don't can't lose. Because
Hanks
is,
don't pranks.
Would you
Hanks.
Love Colin Hanks as much were it not for
yes.
knowing he's the son of Tom?
Well, I don't think he would be the person he is if he wasn't for
You guys, I have a newsflash. He grew up with two balconies. And you still love him.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
Look
true.
At that. True. Redemptions. I need to get it up on it. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's my plan. Number one, Georgia, also your pants are unzipped to the very end. And I'm loving
You know
this.
What? Pat's seen me in some compromising situations.
Has Pat seen you barf?
I've been real drunk around
you. Oh, I'm certainly drunk.
So I don't give
really?
A shit.
Really?
Yeah.
You've Ooh. Never taken your pants off.
No, I'm just saying I don't give a shit
You're
what
just
I look like right now.
Letting
no.
things loose.
Yeah. Well, Here's normally what I'm, with other guests that I don't know, I wouldn't look like this.
Well, yeah, who cares? It's us.
Yeah.
I'm a little insulted.
It's fine.
I put on my Sunday best for you.
Usually people come in pajamas, but I didn't even bother telling you because you said you were coming from a lunch, and I was like, you're not going to change into a onesie, whatever.
No.
But,
Or do I have a onesie?
But even though you're kind of home, because you walked down this hallway
yeah, it was
so
nice.
Many times.
Nice coming back.
Did you miss it at all, this apartment building?
I did. Heather, in particular, really misses it.
She
when we
does?
Drive past, like, looks at it longingly. I'm like, hey, you don't want to live in a house.
Yeah.
You
know,
she can move here.
You can go ahead and get out.
Yeah. Can I tell you that since you've left, they've installed two very giant cell reception towers on the roof, and I think they might
me?
Be killing me.
Oh no!
That's actually is it for the reception in this building?
No, it's Verizon and AT&T have licensed because it's a tall building. Have licensed the roof, and now there are like electromagnetic fields. Who God knows? Who knows?
That honestly, if I hadn't moved out, I would have moved out for that. You can't do that.
What?
It's really pretty gnarly.
I'm gonna tell you something that's gonna alarm you.
It's hella gnar. Tell me.
Tell us.
I used to ride for the FX show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yay!
And we were under a giant. We saw our first office, we were under this giant tower, like for sending out the signal to like give people television. And it was like, this feels weird and wrong to me, that this is all harmful ways. The people who had been in this office prior over time, everyone worked on the staff, and I forget the show.
Oh my god!
But they all got cancer.
What?
No.
They all got cancer because they used to joke about, "Well, we're all going to get cancer."
No,
and they all got cancer. There's a reason you're joking about it because it's not right.
I need to move.
Holy
you shouldn't be living directly underneath two cell towers.
Yeah,
but
no,
they're so close anyway.
On the roof. I have been.
Oh, sorry.
I have been home shopping. But I, yeah, they're gnarly. They're, and you're.
What are you flush with podcast cash?
Podcast. I know, but you and I, we don't spend any money on anything.
That's yeah. Very true.
I never, personally, can never buy a house.
I mean, like, I can't. Most of my clothes are, like, honest hand me downs, and I'm a total grown up. But it's like friends will be like, I was going to line a birdcage with this, and I'm like, I'll wear it. But I can't.
All I buy is my home and then. The anal beads that I fill it with.
And not even
drawer
food.
Drawer upon drawer.
Not a squatty potty, not a dinner. No. Ask Heather. Scrap. Heather's in the medical field.
Yes.
Ask her how fucked I am living under some
really
cell
will.
Towers.
But I'm telling you right now, like, everyone that you tell I live under these things is going to make some sort of cancer joke.
Right.
If everybody's making these jokes, there's truth to it.
What kind of cancer did they get?
Any kind. Whatever you're susceptible to.
Dice.
I think whatever you're susceptible to, you'll get it, right?
Oh, no. A lot of cancer.
Because, like, whatever you have in your that runs in your fucking family,
all right.
Then you'll get it.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm working on a relocation.
Excuse
mostly
me,
to get
is
it
that
out.
How cancer works?
Yes.
No,
everyone in your family. Yeah, it's acquired genetics. Okay, it's Lamarckian.
Why don't you call your old friend the ghost oncologist and ask her?
Maybe I will.
Okay, good.
She's not here anymore. And she also wasn't a ghost. She was a real person. But he also said that he saw, a 3-year-old boy in the hallway.
Well, they probably
it was an apparition.
Are children allowed?
Oh, no, pets or kids, I don't think. If you get knocked up, they send you right out like a convent. That's not true.
There you go.
But okay, so 2013 goals. 2016?
What?
Well,
I guess. Maybe it's brain
figure cancer. Out why I'm in 2013. That'd be my first goal.
Allie's.
What has gone wrong?
Space
that
time
I have
continuum.
Back in time.
All this loopy stuff.
Loop.
2016 goals?
Sure.
Let's say, I'll say one 2016 goal.
Okay, yeah, that's a great one, because we're almost end of the year.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pat? You want to land on Pat? Because Pat's our guest.
Mine is relocation dog. We'll land on Pat.
Georgia. You want a dog?
Yeah.
Relocation and dog, not a relocation dog.
I'll live on the streets with a pit bull if I have to.
Yeah.
Georgia, goal?
Mine is figure out my sleep issues and use that to have more energy and do the things in life I want that I've been sleeping through.
You get to have insomnia, though.
That's true.
Just kidding. That spend doesn't work. Your get to doesn't work
oh,
when
right.
you
have insomnia.
You get to go to bed at 4 in the morning.
Kind of awesome to be an insomniac. Go ahead, Pat.
Mine would be to quit obsessing and using my mental time and energy on people I don't like.
Yeah.
And put it towards people I do like.
I love that.
Starting as soon as you end this podcast.
Yes. I'm not going to think about you guys.
Thank
well,
you
tell
for
us
coming
everywhere,
on. Everyone where they can find you online.
How do we stop you?
I'm at The Patrick Walsh, Twitter, Vine, Instagram, whatever else. And then I do a podcast every other week. It's like a commentary on a horror movie called We'll See You in Hell with my friend Joe Rose.
They can also watch Two Broke Girls, which is on
Two Broke Girls.
Television.
Well, now it's on 20 times a day, hence the house.
So much syndication.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, but I have not seen, honestly, dime one. So if there's any Writers Guild representatives listening, where the hell is that money?
They're going to attach it to a check, or attach it to a brick.
I'm hoping for a big novelty check. Through. Price is Right.
Oh my god, it's going to be so big with balloons.
Well, fuck me. Where can they find us, Allie?
They can find us at Allie in Georgia at Twitter. Your
Facebook.
On Facebook, Allie in Georgia. Georgia is Hardstark on Instagram. I'm Allie Ward.
G Hardstark on Twitter, Allie Ward on Twitter.
That's true.
Go to Feral Audio, and there's a lot of really cool podcasts there. Check it out. Thanks for fucking listening.
I know.
Have a great New Year's, guys. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Merry Christmas.
Have you on, Pat?
Yeah.
Happy Chanukah.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Hanukkah. Nobody get in a weed driver's Uber. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Feral Audio.